With the ringing of that school bell, I welcome you back to the Warren County Radio Bible School, and I would encourage you at this time to get your Bible and turn to Jeremiah chapter 24. We'll begin reading there in a few moments as we're studying the object lessons that Jeremiah used in his teaching. And this is the object lesson of the good and bad figs that we'll read in Jeremiah 24. Now, before I do that, I want to return to a subject that I've been beginning each of these classes on for the last few times. I didn't want to spend a near entire class on this, but portions of several classes on some recent arguments that I have heard to try to justify the consumption of intoxicating beverages. I remind you that Proverbs 23:31 says, "Look not thou upon the wine." And as we explained repeatedly on this program, that's to look upon the alcoholic beverage, to desire it, to lust after it. You see, if you don't have the desire, you won't be problem. You won't have a problem with its consumption, will you? And so the Bible obviously condemns a desire for alcoholic beverages. But someone has said, well, I know a place in this country, and he referred to northern states, and he was generic about that. But up in some northern states where people have been getting off of work and on their way home, stopping by the bar to have a beer, and they have been doing that all of their life. And it's though, since that has become common with them, then therefore that's not necessarily wrong for them to do. Well, a few things wrong with that. First, they haven't been doing it all of their life. They weren't doing that when they were children. It may have been, if that's prevalent in their society, that as children they grew up seeing adults doing that very thing. And then as they grew into adults, they picked up that nasty habit right along with them. And that's one reason why we should not be doing things like this. Little children are watching us, and they pick up on our destructive ways and the harm we do to ourselves. They'll see us do, and then later, they do to themselves. And we bear part of the responsibility that when we are a bad example. But the real another problem here is that this is not just northern states. It wouldn't surprise me that there are fine people in Warren County that do this very thing, particularly with the prevalence of all the liquor stores that have recently entered our community. You know, they're making money, and they're making money by selling these intoxicating beverages, and the fact that they're selling them means people are consuming them. And so it wouldn't surprise me at all to see that we have that same problem here. But the real problem here is not understanding about sin. You see, sin does not become acceptable just because someone has been doing it a long time. The Bible says not to desire this intoxicating beverage. And if they have desired it for a long time, it is still just as wrong as it was the first time they desired it. It may be that you have sinned a sin so long that someone may be saying it, well, they've been doing that all of their life. That simply means that all of their life they should have repented of that sin and ceased from doing that. No, you cannot justify sin because sin becomes habitual. And so that's not a justification for the consumption of a poisoned beverage. But now let's return to our lesson on Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 24, and how he illustrated the message God would have him to teach by the good and bad figs. Jeremiah 24 and verse 1. Jehovah showed me, and behold, two baskets of figs set before the temple of Jehovah, after that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, had carried away captive Jeconiah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, and the princes of Judah with the craftsmen and the smiths from Jerusalem, and had brought them to Babylon. One basket had very good figs, like the figs that are first ripe, and the other basket had very bad figs, which could not be eaten, for they were so bad. Then said Jehovah unto me, "What seest thou, Jeremiah?" And I said, "Figs, the good figs, very good, and the bad figs, very bad, that cannot be eaten, they are so bad." Jeremiah 24 and verse 4. And the word of Jehovah came unto me, saying, Thus saith Jehovah, the God of Israel, Like these good figs, so will I regard the captives of Judah, whom I have sent out of this place into the land of the Chaldeans, for good. For I will set mine eyes upon them for good, and I will bring them again to this land, and will build them, and not pull them down, and I will plant them, and not pluck them up, and I will give them a heart to know me, that I am Jehovah, and they shall be my people. And I will be their God, for they shall return unto me with their whole heart. Jeremiah 24 and verse 8. And as the bad figs, which cannot be eaten, they are so bad. Surely thus saith Jehovah, so will I give up Zedekiah, the king of Judah, and his princes, and the residue of Jerusalem that remain in this land, and them that dwell in the land of Egypt. I will even give them up to be tossed to and fro among the kingdoms of the earth for evil, and to be a reproach, and a proverb, a taunt, and a curse, in all the places where I shall drive them. And I will send the sword, the famine, and the pestilence among them, till they be consumed from off the land that I gave unto them and to their fathers. I want to turn now to Jeremiah chapter 27. In Jeremiah chapter 27, verses 1 through 15, we have Jeremiah speaking of the bonds and bars. Let me read Jeremiah 27, verses 1 through 15. In the beginning of the reign of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, came this word unto Jeremiah from Jehovah, saying, Thus saith Jehovah unto me, Make thee bonds and bars, and put them upon thy neck, and send them unto the king of Edom, to the king of Moab, and to the king of the children of Ammon, and to the king of Tyre, and to the king of Zidon, by the hand of the messengers that come to Jerusalem, and to Zedekiah king of Judah. And I give them a charge unto their master, saying, Thus saith Jehovah of hosts, the God of Israel, Thus shall ye say unto your masters, I have made the earth, the men, and the beasts that are upon the face of the earth, by my great power, by my outstretched arm, and I give it to whomsoever it seemeth right unto me. And now have I given all these lands into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, my servant, and the beast of the field also have I given to serve him, and all the nations shall serve him, and his son's a son, until the time of his own land come, and then many nations and great kings shall make him their bondman. And it shall come to pass that the nation and the kingdom which will not serve the same Nebuchadnezzar king of Babylon, and that will not put their neck under the yoke of the king of Babylon, that nation will I punish, saith Jehovah, with the sword, and with the famine, and with the pestilence, until I have consumed them by his hand. But as for you, hearken ye not to your prophets, nor to your diviners, nor to your dreamers, nor to your soothsayers, nor to your sorcerers that speak unto you, saying, Ye shall not serve the king of Babylon, for they prophesy a lie unto you, to remove you far from your land, that I should drive you out, that ye should perish. But the nation that shall bring their neck under the yoke of the king of Babylon and serve him, that nation will I let remain in their own land, saith Jehovah, and they shall till it, and dwell therein. And I spake unto Zedekiah king of Judah according to all these words, saying, Bring your necks under the yoke of the king of Babylon, and serve him and his people, and live. Why will you die, thou and thy people, by the sword, and by the famine, and by the pestilence that Jehovah has spoken concerning the nation that will not serve the king of Babylon? And hearken not unto the words of the prophets that speak unto you, saying, Ye shall not serve the king of Babylon, for they prophesy a lie unto you. For I have not sent them, saith Jehovah, but they prophesy falsely in my name, that I may drive you out, that ye may perish, ye and the prophets that prophesy unto you. The next object lesson that Jeremiah spoke of had to do with the buying of land and the recording of deeds. And I want to read to you now from Jeremiah chapter 32, beginning in verse 6, and we'll read to verse 35. And Jeremiah said, "The word of Jehovah came unto me, saying, Behold, Hananel, the son of Shallum, thine uncle, shall come unto thee, saying, Buy thee my field that is in it, that is in Anoth, for the right of redemption is thine to buy it. So Hananel, mine uncle's son, came to me in the court of the guard according to the word of Jehovah, and said unto me, Buy my field, I pray thee, that is in Anathoth, which is in the land of Benjamin, for the right of inheritance is thine, and the redemption is thine. Buy it for thyself. Then I knew that this was the word of Jehovah. And I bought the field that was in Anathoth of Hananel, mine uncle's son, and weighed him the money, even 17 shekels of silver. And I subscribed the deed, and sealed it, and called witnesses, and weighed him the money in the balances. So I took the deed of the purchase, both that which was sealed according to the law and custom, and that which was open. And I delivered the deed of the purchase unto Barak, the son of Neriah, the son of Maaseiah, in the presence of Hananel, my uncle's son, and in the presence of the witnesses that subscribed the deed of the purchase before all the Jews that sat in the court of the guard. And I charged Barak before them, saying, Thus saith Jehovah of hosts, the God of Israel, Take these deeds, this deed of the purchase which is sealed, and this deed which is open, and put them in an earthen vessel, that they may continue many days. For thus saith Jehovah of hosts, the God of Israel, Houses and fields and vineyards shall yet again be brought in this land. Now after I had delivered the deed and the purchase unto Barak the son of Neriah, I prayed unto Jehovah, saying, Ah, Lord Jehovah, behold, thou hast made the heavens and the earth by thy great power, and by thine outstretched arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. There is nothing too hard for thee, who showest loving kindness unto thousands, and recompensest the iniquity of the fathers unto the bosom of their children after them. The great, the mighty God, Jehovah of hosts is his name, great in counsel, and mighty in work, whose eyes are open to all the ways of the sons of men, to give every one according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings, who did set signs and wonders in the land of Egypt even unto this day, both in Israel and among other men, and madest thee a name as at this day, and didst bring forth thy people Israel out of the land of Egypt with signs, and with wonders, and with a strong hand, and with an outstretched arm, and with great terror, and gavest them this land which thou didst swear unto their fathers to give them, a land flowing with milk and honey. And they came in and possessed it, but they obeyed not thy voice, neither walked in thy law. They have done nothing of all that thou hast commanded them to do. Therefore thou hast caused all this evil to come upon them. Behold, the mounds, they are coming to the city to take it, and the city is given into the hands of the Chaldeans that fight against it, because of the sword, and of the famine, and of the pestilence, and what thou hast spoken is come to pass, and behold, thou seest it. And thou hast said unto me, O Lord Jehovah, buy thee the field for money, and call witnesses, whereas the city is given to the hand of the Chaldeans. And then verse 26 of Jeremiah 32. Then came the word of Jehovah unto Jeremiah, saying, Behold, I am Jehovah, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Therefore thus saith Jehovah, Behold, I will give this city to the hand of the Chaldeans, and to the hand of the Nebuchadnezzar king of Babylon. He shall take it, and the Chaldeans that fight against this city, and they shall burn it, with the houses, and whose roofs they have offered incense unto Baal, and poured out drink offerings unto their God, but they shall return.